Does picking an outfit have you running a little too fashionably late? We get it. Great taste takes time. That's why Drizly, the number one app for alcohol delivery, has your back with the largest selection of beer, wine, and spirits delivered in under 60 minutes. Convenience never goes out of style. So if you need to spend some extra time in the mirror instead of at the store, download the Drizly app or go to drizly.com. That's drizly.com today.
Did you know Nissan EVs have traveled 8 billion miles? Just a quick trip to Pluto and back. And what did we learn along the way? Well, that an EV can take on the world, like the Nissan Leaf. It can move racing forward and take your breath away, like the all-new Nissan Ariya. We learned to make EVs that electrify. 8 billion miles driven by Leaf owners globally since 2010. Ariya not yet available for purchase. Expected availability late fall, subject to change.
This one's going out to all the ladies.
Yeah.
You can basically talk to your doctor in all Foreigner songs.
Oh, God.
So you can go to the doctor and be like, I'm hot-blooded.
And they'll check it and see.
I got a fever of 103, but I'm cold as ice.
Oh, my God. I'm willing to sacrifice my paycheck.
And it's urgent, urgent,
emergency. Oh, see? My God.
Every Foreigner song was like foretelling the coronavirus.
So what you're saying is Foreigner knew what was happening.
Foreigner
the whole
fucking
time.
Knew. And they didn't warn us. Well, no, they did, but like not good enough.
Like clearly we didn't understand in the 80s what all of these songs meant.
Exactly. I mean, if they did all these songs one after another, but then they put like Jukebox Hero in. So like it kind of fucked up the message.
Yeah, it threw everybody off because yeah. Like, oh, but Jukebox Hero, that's I got stars, but also I got stars in my eyes yeah. because I have the coronavirus.
Corona hero
got stars.
Stuff in his eyes? Yeah, I don't know.
Right? Because you get cred in your eyes, right? Because you're really sick.
You got them flu eyes.
I'm going to say it, and y'all are going to say, girl, why'd you say that? I haven't been severely sick since I was a child.
Honestly, me too.
So I don't remember what it's like to be super duper sick.
And you know what?
Now we're going to get super duper sick.
No, I'm going to get shit for this. But guess what, guys? I've never gotten a flu shot.
Oh.
Never.
I mean, I get the flu shot, but that's for herd immunity.
But like, okay, sure. But like, I don't really get it.
No, herd immunity is real. So like, you could actually carry it, but not end up getting it.
Okay.
But like, then if you are carrying it and then you get around somebody with immunodeficiency or like an old person, you could end up giving it to them even though you never actually develop any of the symptoms. But you can still be a carrier.
So I can be a Typhoid Mary is what you're saying.
I think I just persuaded you to never get a flu shot.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
That was not how I expected that to go.
I kind of like the idea of being a Typhoid Mary.
What I really like is like you're not even an anti-vaxxer. You just don't get the flu shot.
No, I just don't get the flu shot. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not going to get the flu shot. Sorry.
I mean, I got it that one weekend for Monica's birthday.
That one weekend.
I was
real fucking drunk, you guys.
Leg day. And then got a flu shot. And then we went and broke shit.
Oh, no. That's your... But shit was really fun.
Breaking shit was fun.
Guys,
but
if
I
you
also
have access to a rage room, fucking do it.
It's so good.
It's better than therapy.
And pay the extra $10 to break the TV. It's really
or
worth
Or even
it.
Bring your own TV. They'll probably let you break it.
They really will. They're great. Find yourself a rage room, guys.
Rage rooms are fucking fantastic. Take it from us.
Welcome to Rock Candy.
Where we rage all the time.
We're just bulls on parade. Yes. Your weekly podcast bringing you sweet treats from the world of music and stories and tales and sometimes lovable playlists.
Yeah, and like also... bits of Foreigner songs.
Yeah, mostly we're just gonna sing Foreigner songs though.
Yeah.
And you just need to be okay with that.
Yeah.
I mean, who isn't though?
Because you know what? I wanna know what love is.
I want you to blow me.
Yeah, Yes.
I mean, that's really what he wants. Yeah. I'm sure those are the original lyrics. And then he's probably like, I can't say that, guys.
I can't play the song on the radio if I say that, so guess we gotta change it.
But also, like, respect. I ain't gonna kink shame nobody.
No.
But that's not what we're here to talk about.
No.
We're continuing Women's History Month by making our own little playlist, because why the fuck not?
No, we need songs for these dark times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we do. Especially ladies. Guys, it's still hard out here for a bitch. It hasn't stopped. In the week that's passed, turns out, still hard out here for a bitch.
It really is. Lily Allen knew what she was fucking talking about.
It is hard out here for everyone, but it is definitely still hard out here for a bitch. We just have a bunch of men running for president now again.
Old white men.
Old white men running for president again. And
you don't want to spread the corona.
Yeah, for posterity's sake. Someday we'll look back on this episode and be like, this is happening during peak. I don't even know if this is peak corona. Maybe this is the beginning of peak corona. We don't know.
I suppose this is peak corona for the United States.
Oh, don't say. It could get worse. It got worse in one day. Today got worse. None of our bars are going to be open anymore, guys. I'm really a fucking set.
Like, for fuck's sake, what are we going to do?
I don't know.
How am I going to socialize? Like, I can't just be on Facebook all the time.
Oh, fuck Facebook. Like, I've been trying to get off that shit.
I know. So, yeah. We need to be creative and find new ways of socializing.
Yes. But until then, currently, we can give you some sweet jams, at least for the ladies.
Yeah.
To empower yourselves, maybe to get you through a sickness, maybe to stop you so you don't get sick. I mean, this is not FDA approved, though, so please don't think that we're going to stop the coronavirus. We're not.
This is homeopathic at best.
At best.
At best.
I wouldn't even call it homeopathic.
Placebo
at worst.
At worst?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, at worst.
Yeah, at worst.
I would
placebo.
Say so. But let's talk about this beer.
Because we don't have bars anymore.
Yeah, since we don't have bars, so whatever.
So let's talk about this beer that we got, because we drink in a tasty little lady.
It's really fucking delicious for once.
Guys, we have a really good beer this week. It's from Artisanal Beer Works.
I believe it's pronounced
Artisanal. Yeah, you're right. It is Artisanal. And it's called She's Tart.
She is tart.
This girl is tart AF.
Yeah. She's like, badass.
It is a delightful sour ale. And honestly, so Artisanal Brew Works is local to us.
Yes.
In Saratoga?
I believe they're in Glens Falls.
Wow, I didn't even realize they were that far up. Yeah. Okay, yeah. And they're a great local brewery. They usually make some real good stuff. Even their IPAs are pretty decent.
Oh, no, you're right. It's Saratoga.
Ha-ha!
I was wrong.
It's all right. You're allowed, but or only
just
one.
Just once. Everybody gets one.
This is, yeah, it's a lovely sour. It's nice and simple, but really delicious. Get it if you find it nearby you. If you don't, I mean, come visit us in New York. Maybe we'll, like, just buy a bunch for you so we can support local businesses.
Yeah, because I feel really bad. All of our local bars and our haunts are closing down. They're only available for growlers and crawlers and cans and whatnot.
And Grubhubs.
And the Grubhubs.
So you can still support your local stuff, guys, but, I mean,
and
as far as restaurants.
Please do, because the people that are getting hit the fucking hardest right now because of this COVID-19 bullshit are the restaurants and bars, and their employees work really hard. They rely on their paychecks. Most of them are living paycheck to paycheck.
Seriously.
They don't have health care, and they don't have paid time off, so they're getting fucked hard.
Yeah.
So if you're going to support anybody through this, support them.
Yeah, support a small business.
Deserve it.
Seriously. Like, fuck Amazon. Don't be using Amazon during this shit. Go down to the street.
Stop buying all the fucking toilet paper. You don't need that much toilet paper.
Guys, corona does not cause explosive diarrhea.
It really doesn't.
What the fuck?
You only need a normal amount of toilet paper. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, like honestly, if it's flu-like, you're not even going to eat that much. So you probably will poop less.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You don't need this much toilet paper. Also, if the apocalypse did come, toilet paper is not going to be currency.
No.
Anything but toilet paper is going to be currency.
But toilet paper.
But toilet paper. Yeah. Oh. All right. I think that signals we need to skip.
Yep. And that's where we need to get out with it. Thanks for hanging tight for these past 10 minutes with our bullshit. Let's get into our shit. So, yes, this week we're doing a playlist episode. And Ashley and I have come together with at least 5 of these solid jams that I feel we both agree are, you know what? I hear it and I'm like, fuck yeah. I'm a fucking woman.
And I look fantastic.
I look great. I am tough as fuck. Like the shit that I've been through and I'm still here. Bitch, I am still here.
Yeah. But
I
also
better than ever.
I have feelings and that's okay.
And that's fine. No. The fact that I have feelings makes me even better.
Yes.
Yeah.
But also I'm a badass bitch.
I'm a badass bitch. I have feelings and I can do whatever I want. So go fuck yourself. I think mainly the theme of this will just be, go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
And on that sentiment, let's get into the first one,
which is
my pick. My first pick is Ain't Nothing But a She Thing by Salt-N-Pepa.
Hell yeah. Pay less than a man when I'm doing the same damn thing that he can. When I'm aggressive, then I'm a bitch. Yeah. When I got attitude, you call me a witch. Treat me like a sex subject. Underestimate the mind. Oh yeah, you a fool. Weak to sex, you're right, that's a joke. Have you ever been in labor? I don't think so, no. I'm a genuine feminine female thing. Can you hang? Ain't nothing but a she thing. It's a she thing and it's all in me. I could be anything that I want to be. Don't consider me a minority. Open your eyes and maybe you'll see. Yeah. Salt's a hot cop.
She's a hot cop.
She's a hot cop.
Salt-N-Pepa knew firsthand what it's like to be women driving full force into a world dominated by men. So who else would we turn to for our first pick?
Honestly, you right.
I'm right.
And we've talked about them before. We'll talk about them again.
Ain't Nothing But a She Thing was released in October 1995 on a compilation album of the same name. The album itself included a strange mix of big-name female musicians of the 90s, including Sinead O'Connor, who did a traditional Irish song, sung in Irish, Annie Lennox, Queen Latifah, and Luscious Jackson, who also did a strange song all in French. It was this weird...
Dude, this sounds like a playlist that we made.
Probably, yeah.
Did we make this playlist?
We might have.
Okay.
When we were a hot 11 years old.
Ew, I don't think we were hot at 11, but I don't think any kid is hot at 11.
I didn't mean hot in that
Don't
sense.
Touch kids.
Don't touch children.
Just, I like being able to get a chance to just remind the folks at home.
Just don't touch children.
Stop touching kids.
Yeah. The album itself is truly something to behold and could dominate anything else we have on our lists. But the title song is a feminist anthem, no matter how you slice it. Mm-hmm. Written by Cheryl James, the salt of Salt-N-Pepa.
Hot cop.
Hot cop in the video. A feminist anthem is truly what she wanted this to be. As mentioned in our episode about the group, Salt ended up truly hating their single None of Your Business.
Oh.
Yeah, she
about that.
Yeah, she fucking hated it. She
totally forgot about that.
And she won't perform it anymore. She has Peppa perform it by herself.
Yep, I did. Yeah.
Most of us these days would see None of Your Business as a sex-positive feminist anthem in its own right, but Salt saw it as promoting promiscuity.
Oh, no.
So she wrote Ain't Nothing But a She Thing to basically scrub the dirt of None of Your Business off of her hands. Would you get it?
No, she's doing that because she got royal Jesus-y.
Oh, yeah. That's the only reason why she doesn't like None of Your Business.
None of Your Business is totally innocuous.
It's completely sex positive.
Yeah, like that's exactly what women should hear.
If you want to meet somebody at the bar and fuck them at your house, fine.
Consent, like, honestly, number one rule, consent. Yeah. And that song 100% promotes consent.
Yeah.
Like, we are two consenting adults who would like to have sex now. Thank you. Bye. That's.
Yeah. That's fine. Totally fine.
Not that I'm saying, like, Ain't Nothing That She Thing is a fucking jam, too.
Yeah, it is.
Totally here for
it. Both of them are.
Yeah.
I put them on the same fucking list.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess Ain't Nothing But a She Thing is more like, but be proud of yourself as who you are.
Yeah.
It's not just about sex.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that.
The entire concept was hers. She wanted everyone to know that women can do anything men can do and deserve equal pay, equal rights, and respect for it.
Yeah.
And she wasn't afraid to call men out for the gaslighting bullshit either.
Yeah. And so, you can even watch the music video and see that they're doing things like firefighting and
car repair. It's a pretty literal interpretation of the
song.
They
were astronauts before. I think women were even astronauts at this point. I'm just kidding. I think women were astronauts back then. It's just that they weren't actually allowed to go into space or something. I don't know. Because, like, what are they going to do when they're on their periods? Don't you remember that?
Yes.
What is that? That was only like, what, 4 years ago, and men were like, what do women do when they're on their periods in space?
And then they were like, but how many, like, pads do you need? Like, 1,000?
Do you need, like...
They literally did that.
Tampons?
We don't know. It's like, come on.
Meanwhile, every woman over here is like, I never fucking ask to bleed once a month, first of all. Second of all, if the women really wanted, they could just get some form of birth control that could stop them from having their periods.
They could.
Like,
I don't know how that would affect them in a zero gravity kind of situation, but
I mean,
still.
I can't imagine it would be that different than a regular gravity situation. Am I being a gravityist by saying regular
Honestly,
gravity?
I might have a better time with it if I were in a zero gravity situation.
Right? Wouldn't that just keep it all in there? Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't know about that.
No.
Just keep it all in there.
I'm not going to get into details. We should just move on to
guys,
the next
science.
One.
that's the cue to move the fuck on.
Every man listening to us has just squirmed in his seat a little bit.
Like, oh God, women bleed once a month. Oh no. Yeah, guys, we don't like it either. Guess what?
But you know what? We poop also, so,
yeah.
You know, we you do
like,
things. You
guys are like, we poop too. I can relate to them. I also poop.
We just don't take like 45 minutes to do it like you guys do.
Yeah, like I'm just, I can get it done.
Get in, get out.
That's how you get hemorrhoids, guys. I think. Is that how you get hemorrhoids?
You get hemorrhoids by pushing too hard.
Oh. Never mind then. These guys don't have hemorrhoids. I've got to keep going to my first pick then.
Okay.
Wow. We've been drinking before we start recording, guys, in case you couldn't tell.
Can we title this episode Hemorrhoids! Exclamation point.
We'll either get all the listeners or none of the listeners.
Brought to you by Preparation H.
Aw. Thanks, Pep H. So, my first pick is another classic.
Indeed.
That I think everyone knows. It's The Runaways. Cherry Bomb! Yeah.
It's a good one, though.
It's okay, the song, solid as fuck, but the more you dig into The Runaways, I'm like,
holy shit.
Oh, this is loaded.
Yeah. Well.
Cherry Bomb.
Yeah.
It makes sense. For those not in the know, The Runaways were a highly influential 70s rock band, comprising of all females.
Mm-hmm.
It's where musicians Joan Jett and Lita Ford got their start. They paved the way for other females like the Go-Go's, L7, Hole, so many other girl groups.
Basically, are like the Slits and every punk rock female band that you can think of was probably influenced by The Runaways.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that they were pretty much put together like a girl band.
Yeah.
They still had a pretty influence.
Joan Jett and Ken Morris or something.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
I didn't really like, care too much to remember his name because that dude is gross.
Also, stay tuned for next week.
Hint,
wink,
hint.
Wink, hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
Little
people.
Little tasters.
Little tasties.
Cherry Bomb is one of the first hit singles for these ladies. Coming in hot with an aggressive riff and growling vocals that stopped listeners in their tracks. This was something people really hadn't heard yet.
Also,
like, not in the mainstream anyway.
Also, they were sexy teenagers, so...
Yeah! Do you remember how I said problematic?
Yeah! That's one of them.
Like, legit. Many may not realize it. This tune is being sung by a 16-year-old Cherry Curry,
yep,
whose looks and voice may seem beyond her age, but also played to that jailbait look to garner attention from the rock-loving masses.
Yep.
Because that was exactly what they wanted. They wanted this chick wearing a corset singing, "I'm your cherry bomb."
Yeah, if anything, the Runaways, I guess you could say, were really exploited.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably playing it down a bit.
And even in their later adult years, it's interesting to see how a lot of them very opposedly handle what had happened to them.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Kim Fowley was their manager. Runaways manager Kim Fowley wanted to shock the world with this group of underage girls with a devil-may-care attitude and music to piss your parents off with. The song Cherry Bomb was written with this in mind, but probably never would have happened if Cherry picked... Is it Sherry? It's Sherry. I keep calling her Cherry. It's Sherry.
It's Sherry, but it's spelled like Cherry.
And that's why I keep fucking it up. Also, we're talking about Cherry Bomb. Yeah. Excuse me. It's Sherry Curry. But this probably never would have happened if Sherry picked a different song to audition with. Because she came in with Suzy Quatro's version of Fever, but the band didn't know how to play it. So instead, which I thought this was a weird decision, they decided to take some time to write up an original song instead.
Okay.
But all right, it ended up working because they ended up with the song. A cherry bomb is usually known as a small explosive that kids used to play with. Mm-hmm. But in this context, it's meant to represent a girl who was looking to cause a lot of trouble, getting her parents all angry with promiscuity and bad behavior. Because she's your cherry bomb.
She's so bad.
She's so bad. She wears short skirts and corsets. God. But also, she is 16.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you guys, she was definitely very underage.
Quite underage.
Like, a lot of their story comes from an arguably problematic place. And Kim Fowley is definitely not a good guy in this situation.
No.
There are accusations of rape and sexual abuse towards the women in this, I'm sorry, at the time, teenage girls in this group.
God, he's like almost an even worse Lou Pearlman.
You know, I am coming, this is why I shouldn't drink this much before the episode, because I really like this song and I am kind of making myself not like this song.
The connotations kind of like bring it down a little bit. But okay, if you remove
it. Take this song. Take everything I just said. Put it in a box. Put it on the shelf.
Take it to the shit store. Sell it.
Just get your shit together so it's all here.
Get your shit together so it's all together and get rid of it.
But as a woman in her mid-30s, if I hear this song and I don't know the background to it, I just think like, yeah, I'm a badass.
If this
like,
came on when I was heavily buzzed at a bar, I'd be like, yeah, fucking this song.
Yeah, like, I'm hot. I'm here to cause a fucking ruckus. I don't care what you fucking
think. I'm a fucking cherry bomb.
Yeah. So here's the thing. If you have, like, a woman of a consenting age singing this song, great. I think this is wonderful.
Wonderful.
If you are 21 or whatever and singing this song at karaoke night,
18 and older,
fucking
you
rad.
Fucking go for it.
Yeah, but like if you're under 18, like I really need you to know the story about the Runaways because it's got some issues.
Yeah.
Sorry, now I went into a mini Runaways episode and I mostly just got really angry. But like that's the thing too, being a woman is just like it's really easy to just like hairpin trigger us guys. It's really easy.
And it's also kind of infuriating the kind of stories you get behind all of these really girl power songs.
Yeah. I will say, and though, bringing it back to some girl power, Joan Jett did help Kim write this song.
Mm-hmm.
And she even stated that this was the first song that she wrote that wasn't for herself.
Yeah.
She wrote it for Sherry. But I mean, like, overall, forget everything I just said and enjoy this song because it's a good song. It's on like
it
my
is
bad
a really
bitch
good
playlist.
Song.
It's a great song to drive to and like put your fucking as windows
long as
down.
As long as you're age appropriate.
If you're age appropriate, you can listen to the song.
Do you want to go on to the next
Please.
One?
Please.
Okay, so my next pick actually is a pretty fitting follow-up to that.
Oh, God.
It's L7's Masses Are Asses.
Yeah.
Time and
a really good song to scream in the car when you're really fucking pissed off.
Oh my god, I can just picture like someone cutting you off and you're just putting the song like, the masses are asses.
They are asses. So this song doesn't have a specifically feminist message to it, but it does have one that many women feel probably every day of their lives. People are fucking stupid.
People are fucking stupid.
I feel like
hold on. Right now,
oh,
people are fucking stupid. Toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Just that alone.
But anyway, I feel like women feel this on a much deeper and much more frequent level than men do. And what better way to let your frustrations out than by screaming the masses are asses along with L7?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of back history on L7. They're an all-female band from LA that formed in 1985 by Danita Sparks and Susie Gardner. After bringing in Jennifer Finch on bass and Dee Plakis on drums, the band played their own feminist-infused punk around LA. They signed on with Sub Pop in 1989, which is how Kurt Cobain became a huge fan of theirs.
Oh, yeah.
These ladies were pretty much out there on their own in the 90s. They weren't accepted into the male-dominated punk scene, and they didn't fit into Seattle grunge scene despite their connections to it, and they weren't part of the Riot Girl movement either.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they were an inspiration to the Riot Girl movement, but they never played a part in it.
They were contemporaries.
Yeah.
And they were friends with some of them, but they were never really part of it.
Right.
They weren't in that Olympia, Seattle scene.
They were kind of always doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Which is great. Good for them.
Yeah. They had their own agenda, which included being unabashedly outspoken, pro-choice, and proactive, and they weren't afraid to start a fight with challengers.
Nice.
The band had a big hand in organizing Rock for Choice, a pro-choice women's rights group and music festival that raised money for legal fees incurred by anti-abortion violence and women's clinic bombings.
Oh, so you mean the people who are like, pro-life, but also I'm going to kill people because you're killing babies.
Yeah, like, I'm
going to
bomb this Planned Parenthood because I think that you're performing abortions, which you probably aren't. But I'm going to bomb all these women trying to go and get fucking basic medical care.
Good job.
Yeah, good job, guys.
Good job, guys. That's real pro-life of ya.
L7 continued to tour throughout 2001, never wavering from their punk rock roots and causing a ruckus everywhere they went.
Nice.
All of their albums are bangers, infusing punk grittiness with feminism and wit that remains unmatched today.
Yeah.
And there are plenty of stories about L7 that are fucking fantastic. Like Danita at the Reading Festival, after Rain like made like a mud pit.
Oh yeah.
In the audience, and like they weren't allowed to do a sound check, so they had all these fucking problems during their set, and people got restless and started slinging mud at them. Danita ripped out her tampon and flung it in the audience.
I do remember the story.
It was like, suck on that, fuckers, and like walked up the stage. They also made...
Good thing she wasn't in space.
It just would have floated. She would have flung it and it just would have stayed
there. Tampon and zero gravity. It's the name of my next album, Tampon and Zero Gravity.
Use Tampon and Zero Gravity. They also made a guest appearance in a fucking fantastic movie called Serial Mom. That is a John Waters movie.
Oh yeah.
Never
seen it.
The Serial Mom is played by Kathleen Turner. She is a serial killer, but she is also a like very stereotypical 50s mom.
Oh.
Her children are a very young Ricky Lake and a baby Matthew Lillard.
Oh.
And she just kind of like wreaks havoc killing people.
That sounds like a John Waters film.
Oh, yeah. It's very John Waters and wonderful. And they are a fake band. They perform a song called Gas Chamber. Mm-hmm. In the movie. And John Waters made special leggings for them that had like... camel toe.
Oh my god.
Pronounced camel toe on their pussies, and like somebody
they
gets
to stuff their pussies for that camel toe to be real pronounced.
And somebody like gets set on fire on stage, and Danita just takes a mouthful of alcohol and blows it on him. It is fantastic.
Oh my
if
god.
You haven't seen Serial Mom, you have to see it for the L7 scene alone. But
speaking of good things to do, I'll go on to my second pick.
All right.
Which God, maybe I'll also get problematic with this. Who fucking knows? But my pick is a song called I Do by Cardi B. Ooh. Featuring SZA. I look fine and my checks define. No wonder, wonder why I do whatever I like. I do what I like. I do, I do, I do what I like. I do, I do, I do what I like. I do, I do, I do what I like. I do, I think it's bad bitches. It's a gift from God. Gift from God. I think you broke hoes need to get a job. Get a job. Now I'm a boss. I run my own name on the checks. Pussy so good. I said my own name during sex. I might smack a bitch because I felt like it.
That's a great song.
Right? Yes. I like Cardi B. Fight me. I also used to love Nicki Minaj. This all like checks.
Yeah.
This all works.
This works for you.
Except I have this thing because I like to sing along to these songs, but I can't say the N-word. Like, I just can't.
No, no. That's not allowed for us.
So instead, I say neighbor. I'm left and there on the land because I felt like it. And, like, I feel like that's kind of polite. Like, oh, they're my neighbor.
Won't you be my neighbor?
Won't you be my neighbor? Like,
sure.
You know, I'm trying to turn that negative word into positive.
Okay.
We're like, this is the best thing. And like, what's more whiter than being
I was just going to say, that is also the whitest thing you could possibly do.
And I'm like, you know what? Let's just own it. I'm very white. And I will not say the N-word, even in a rap. So no. I'm like, neighbor. Neighbor's nice. It's a nice word. Very sweet. I might be turning into the cereal mom. It's fine. And also, like, but here's the thing. And here's where I'm going to stop being a serial mom, because let's just be honest that one line is like, gives me fucking life. Oh, yeah. Every time. Yeah. Pussy's so good, I say my own name during sex. And I heard that and I was like,
yep.
Yep. And like, this was like right after my divorce and I like, yeah, was feeling my oats again. And I was like, yeah.
You're like, Tinder's a thing.
Tinder's a thing? Pussy's so good, I do say my own name during sex. So... boys, look out.
Get ready.
And if you were to ever see my old Tinder profile, you'd be like, oh, this girl. Who the fuck is this girl?
I've seen it.
You made it.
I made it.
I was too drunk to do my own Tinder profile. So I was like, can you this for me?
Like, that's not even a joke. Like, I did.
But it genuinely happened like a year ago.
Hey, it got you some dick.
It got me a lot of dick. And I'm in a good place now. Yeah. So... you know what? This all worked out for the best.
You got recurring dick now.
I have recurring dick now. Oh
my God. Chronic dick.
Chronic dick. Oh my God. I love it. Chronic dick. And again, all the men listeners are like, I don't care about any of this. They're just talking about tampons and dicks. And yet still
tampons
we have...
tampons in space.
And then... tampons in
tampons
space.
In space.
And yet still somehow our demographic is higher with males.
Yep.
I don't know. So, all right. Get back to the song. Cardi B does have her own fair share of controversy.
Oh, she sure does.
She sure does. Like, she's got some shit that I'm like, I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah.
But she herself has never claimed to be perfect and has owned up to all of her own imperfections. Like, she doesn't run around and say, like, I'm this perfect person or whatever. She's pretty much said that what she's done that isn't great, she did because she felt she needed to survive. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, she grew up lower income and had some unsavory jobs, mm-hmm, and did some unsavory things to get through those jobs. I am not at all saying they're okay. I'm just saying... there were reasons, I guess. Maybe they're not great and there's no excuse, but...
sometimes people feel like they have no other choice.
Yeah,
and
you
do. That's how they feel.
But yeah. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I'm not going to blame them for that.
Right. But taking that aside, you can't discount all the ways in which she has worked hard to get where she is now. Like, girl has busted her ass.
Yeah.
And she did it quickly. In 2018, she was the first solo woman to win Grammy Award for Best Rap Album.
Yeah.
The first woman
and
on her own to win that.
And think about how many solo female rappers have come before her.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
I mean, like, that, like, if that, like, gives you any idea what the fucking mountain that women have, yep, to climb in the music industry.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Look, you're not going to have to wait too long to hear one of her hits on the radio once you turn it on to some pop station or a rap and R&B mm-hmm. channel. She's going to be playing. She's very popular. And this song in particular is a solid jam of victory and empowerment. She's joined with the amazing vocals of SZA. Like, God, SZA's wonderful.
I honestly don't really know any SZA.
Just go on Spotify and just fucking go through, like, every one of her songs is a fucking hit.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of songs with that feature her, but mm-hmm. This is not the music I normally listen to.
That's okay. But if I was to direct you to that music, I would just say go to SZA. You'd enjoy it for sure. And this song is completely autobiographical in nature. I Do sees Cardi B rapping about making it this far into her career, proving the naysayers wrong with lines like, "My little 15 minutes lasting long as hell," and taking a hold of her sexuality in a really assertive yet positive way.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, she says shit like, "He's gonna go swimming with his face." Yeah.
That's
great. "Pussy feels like a lake, he gonna go swim with his face."
Hilarious. Like, that's fantastic.
She's like, yeah, like all these men who are constantly rapping about these like strippers and bitches and hoes. She comes in, she's like, "That's cute. Why don't you get down there?
Yeah.
Get to fucking work.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut
get
your
down.
Fucking mouth, because you got to put that shit to use right now." And like, good for fucking her. I feel like not enough women are like, "That's cute. Do you know how much I suck your dick though? Like, maybe we could have a little, you know."
Yeah, like
quid pro quo here. Maybe.
Oh,
hello. But overall, she's just proving that women can take charge of their lives in all aspects. And this is from business to their art that they produce to their relationships in their lives. Mm-hmm. And critics have praised this song for being a triumphant note to end her debut LP with. She confidently displays her personality for all to see, but also leaves it so this can be an anthem for all women who are taking charge of their lives and feel the need to be a boss ass bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a great song. Again, you just listen to it for yourself and you're like, yeah. Yeah, for the record, I'm a boss ass bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I think bad bitches is a gift from God.
I agree.
And we are. That's it.
That's it.
There you go. So yeah. How about you, friendo?
Well, I'm going to continue the trend of female rappers.
Hell yeah.
Singing about their vaginas.
Yes! This is the vagina section of the episode.
It is. Indeed it is. So this is a song called "My Vag"
yep.
by Awkwafina.
We're not even beating around the
bush.
Burr, 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 burr.
My vag speak 5 different languages. I told your vag, bitch, make me a sandwich. Yo, my vag feel like winning the lottery. Yo, shit got turned down from eHarmony. My vag, one best vag. Yo, vag, one best supporting vag. Yeah. It's time that we let the world know. Bitch, your vag look like Janet Reno. Awkwafina's a genius. And her vagina is 50 times better than a penis. It's time that we let the world know. Bitch, your vag look like Janet Reno. Awkwafina's a genius. And her vagina is 50 times better than a penis. Oh.
My. God.
Did I just blow your mind with that one?
That's the best song
that you have ever heard. It's so good.
My life. I feel like a new woman. My God.
You have this new sense of like
freshness to my vag, yeah.
And vigor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vaginal vigor.
Vaginal vigor.
Ooh, I like that.
That's good.
Do you think iTunes will block the episode if I call it vaginal vigor?
God, I hope not. Right? Maybe just vag vigor.
Vag vigor.
That sounds weird.
Yeah,
but okay.
I love it. I love it.
We'll
vaginal
figure
vigor's
it.
Better.
We'll figure it out. Anyway.
Really rolls off the tongue.
So you might be thinking, wait a second. Isn't this kind of a diss track?
Kind of.
In a way it is. But I would argue that it's also a self-love track. She goes back and forth stating a positive about her vagina and then a negative about, quote, your vagina.
Yes.
The person she's dissing doesn't really exist, however. She does exist. And she's expressing how great her vagina and by extension herself as a whole is. So she's not hurting anyone with this song, but rather giving us all a damn smooth beat to praise our vaginas with.
You know what? Like, of course, women should always support other women.
Yeah.
don't fucking be an asshole. But you know what? Sometimes you're just going to have that person that just, it's not like somehow they wronged you, like wronged you. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Or they're just like a fucking asshole. And sometimes that person's a woman.
Uh-huh.
And this is a perfect song for that woman where you're like, you're just like, a bad person.
You're just a straight up fucking bitch.
Yeah. And I can use this song because you're just not a good person.
Yeah. Basically.
And this is the perfect song for that. I love this song.
It's fucking amazing.
This song is my new best friend.
Yeah. And
oh, I can't wait to fucking open all my windows and blast this in the summer and just stare at people. Be like,
But yo, Vag.
You check that out lately?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I feel like a lot of people know Awkwafina these days more as an actress.
Oh, see, I've never heard of her.
Really?
Yeah.
She actually did a voice.
Awkwafina.
She did a voice of one of the Skeksis in the new Dark Crystal.
Oh, I haven't watched that yet.
Yeah.
I think I would enjoy it.
You really gotta binge it and be fucking in it to win it for that. Like,
okay.
It's good, but it's deep. But anyway, Awkwafina.
Awkwafina
was born Nora Lum in Stony Brook, Long Island on June 2nd, 1988. She started rapping when she was 13, writing her own music with the help of GarageBand.
Hell yes. Is she, like, 23?
No, she is...
Math that shit for me.
She is 32. Huh. Almost 32.
All right. Never mind.
She came up with the name Awkwafina at age 16 as a way to represent her alter ego.
Hmm.
People would see her and assume she was quiet and unassuming teen because she's this little Asian girl.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
But as soon as she opened her mouth, they would realize she's trashy and vulgar like the rest of us.
Love her.
Yes. So Awkwafina and the super extra spelling, spelled Awkwafina.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually became her stage name when she was in college. And where did she go to college? SUNY fucking Albany. Toot toot.
They don't have classes right now because coronavirus.
That is facts.
But also like, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if she was there for that epic fountain day.
She was, I'm pretty sure.
My God.
Yeah.
That fountain day.
Yikes.
Yikes on bikes.
She even worked for the Times Union newspaper for a little while. She was an intern.
Oh, shit. She's a little local flavor.
I read a story about how she was fired from an office job after her employers found out that she made this video for My Vag.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been from the Times Union.
It probably fucking was. Come on, Times Union.
Probably was, but I'm not entirely sure. Total rumorage right now, so I don't know.
Hashtag rumage.
Rumage?
Rumage.
Rumorage. Eventually, Awkwafina branched out into acting, becoming the first person of Asian descent to win a Golden Globe in any lead actress category.
Oh, shit.
Ever.
What did she win it for?
I think it was called The Farewell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I don't know. She's currently starring in a TV show called Nora from Queens, which I have seen previews for, and it actually looks really fucking funny.
Okay.
So I kind of really want to watch it.
Okay.
I'm excited for it. Also, fucking love Awkwafina. She's fantastic.
Yeah, I feel like you've opened up a gateway to me.
Oh, you will fucking love this whole entire album. It's fantastic.
I'm going to fall down this rabbit hole.
You are. Great. We're going to do that tonight when we're done.
I'm ready to just let it go. There we go.
Wash over you like a fever dream.
Yeah. Speaking of fever dreams and dirty females, let me go to my next pick.
Okay.
Which is
Oh!
Boys Wanna Be Her by Peaches.
Oh, yeah. Walls causing waterfalls, stone walls, bar brawls, climbing stalls at concert halls. To you they crawl, body sprawls, slipping palm walls, close calls, stand tall, doll, you make them feel so small. And they love it!
I have a bit of an attachment to the song.
Why is that?
Because I used to play roller derby.
Uh-huh.
And this song was featured in the film Whip It with Ellen Page. It was about bank track roller derby.
Also, this is a very roller derby song.
This is
song.
When I joined, this was on the playlist. Let's be honest. This is on every roller derby team's playlist.
If it's not, are you really a roller derby team?
Right? There's a good reason that it is a bit of a roller derby anthem.
Uh-huh.
It's aggressively confident.
Yes.
With Peaches singing over deep driving chords, letting the listener know, she's not here for your bullshit, but you are certainly here for hers.
But is it AC/DC? Because it sounds like AC/DC.
But so it's funny that you say that, because she always had her a desire to make her own girl anthem.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, she was always a big fan of the Runaways and Bikini Kill.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, like, both of these bands have amazing songs that, like, women can be like, yeah. So she's like, I need to join their ranks with a song of my own. So she makes boys want to be her. And in a 2011 interview, Peaches discusses creating this song, giving another strong voice to women. And strong it is, because she wanted to give it an AC/DC-esque hard rock sound. She specifically went in.
She succeeded.
It does kind of have a, oi, oi.
Yeah, oy, it does.
Oi, like it definitely does. Like, she definitely, I'm sure, took influence from that. But she credits them to it too. She wanted to go for an AC/DC sound.
Uh-huh.
So if you hear that, yeah, she wants you to hear that. In the same interview, she expressed ire at the lack of women represented in the electronica genre, because she kind of dances the line, right?
Mm-hmm.
You really can't categorize her music. It's electronica, but rock, and it's kind of got a touch of indie and total performance art thrown in there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really put Peaches in one category.
Yeah.
And her persona is just as fascinating. She's always played with gender identities, pushing the envelope as far as the roles men and women are expected to play. She tries to throw off toxic masculinity by being sexually aggressive and self-assured, and she takes the dominant role, despite her partner being male or female. Like, if she's got a girl with her, she's like, I'm going to be the dominant one. If she's got a male with her, I'm going to be the dominant one. Like, I'm going to control the situation, and you're going to be fine for it. You're going to be here for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's kind of her way of saying, we need to knock down these fucking bullshit gender walls that people have created.
Right.
In one of her albums, Fatherfucker, she's on the cover with Fatherfucker, because she's like, why do we keep saying motherfucker? What about Fatherfucker? Mm. And then she like dons a beard on the front of it.
Because that's kind of hilarious.
Yeah, because she's just like having fun playing with these gender roles because she's so sick of it. And this song is also supposed to help break down the gender expectations placed upon us. It's okay for boys to admire certain women and want to grow up to be like them. We fully condone girls to idolize men in that way, but still force boys into blue trucks because pink dresses will make them sissies.
Tonka!
You need a truck!
Tonka,
don't
truck.
Touch dolls! And then for a little girl, yeah, this little girl, she's gonna be tough because she plays with trucks. Like, you know.
Yeah.
No.
But it's not all right for boys to play with the dolls, because then they'll be sissies.
Even today, I see some of my mom friends who's like, little boys had to come home from school crying because they painted their nails because they wanted to, and the kids made fun of them.
Yeah.
Stop fucking teaching your kid to be garbage.
Yeah.
Gender roles are stupid. Go fuck yourself. And it's fine that Target has a gender fucking neutral aisle. It doesn't fucking matter. Chill your tits.
Calm your tits. We got to deal with coronavirus.
Toilet paper. These are the same people freaking out about toilet paper.
We all wipe our asses the fucking same with 48 rolls of toilet paper.
So not only does this song empower women to be stronger, but you know what? Also men, to break down their own barriers and strengthen themselves with the confidence to be tough as a woman.
No.
Yeah. So this is a fucking badass song for ladies.
Yeah. Good for her.
You know what else is badass? We've been talking for a long ass time, and we should have done taking a break a while ago.
We should have done taking a break.
Yeah, right now I gotta pee.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe more beers.
Okay.
We'll be right back. And we're back.
Hi.
Look at us. We're back, ladies, doing lady things. Tampons.
Being fucking ladies and using our space tampons.
I mean, I kind of want to know what a space tampon would be, though. Let's be honest. All right, so let's keep going with this list because we are Dragon Ace. What do you got up for us?
Oh, I have a real fucking downer.
Are you guys ready to sit your fucking asses down and cry a little?
Because sit your fucking asses down because this is Reasons I Drink by Alanis Morissette.
Woof. Now, even though I'm in my stead, I don't know where to draw the line because that groove has got you so deep. Nothing can get. Like they do, nothing can give a break for this soldier like they do. Here we are. I feel such rapture and my comfort is so strong. Oh. Yep, no.
Yeah, you can, we can pause that now. Because if I actually listen to it, I will start crying because I ugly fucking cried. The first 500 times I listened to this song, I will still ugly cry if I listen to this song, like, real good, because fuck, it's so honest.
Yeah, and, like, I didn't think Alanis still had it. Girl's still got it.
She's got journals, and she's got it.
You would know that if you listen to her Alanis Morissette album. She has a lot of
journals, guys.
She dated Ryan Reynolds for a while.
Oh, and that if that doesn't make you write journals, I don't fucking know what will. But yeah, like, if anything will make me ugly cry in my living room, it's fucking Alanis Morissette. God damn it.
God damn it, Alanis.
But like, holy shit, this is a heavy hitter. Not because it's got this huge story behind it, but because its lyrics literally punch me in the face every time I hear it. And I end up ugly crying.
She's calling you out.
Into my beer, in my living room, every single time I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
What strikes me so brilliantly about this song is how honest Alanis is in the lyrics. She so clearly lays down exactly how mentally incapacitating life can be. And how sometimes we don't know how to deal with it. So we drink.
Yeah.
If that's all we have when we're going through some shit times, then that's all we have.
Yep.
Guess what? We've gone through some shit fucking times.
I mean, honestly, when you lay it out just like that, yeah, I mean, in the past year, how many times have it just been like, you know what? I don't know what else to do right now, so I'm just gonna drink.
Exactly. And how many times have I just come home from, like, a garbage day at work and was like, I just fucking need a drink.
Yeah.
Or I've texted you and been like, I need a fucking drink, let's go out somewhere,
or I'm like, are you home, I need to drink. Yeah. Right now,
like, I've had a really awful day, let's fucking go out and drink.
Yeah.
And sometimes you realize maybe this is a problem.
I've got one word for you where I realized that was a problem. August.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need to fucking stop.
Yep.
Yeah. I calmed down.
We've calmed down a bit actually. I'm not getting drunk all the time. I mean,
yeah.
We've calmed down a lot.
Yeah.
In the last year or so, Alanis has become very outspoken about her struggle with postpartum depression,
mm-hmm.
and how bad it was for her after her last child was born. She has apparently also had problems here and there with alcohol, describing it as a secondary addiction, which I totally understand.
Like, she can still function. She doesn't need it.
Yeah, and, like, you're not going out and drinking every single day.
You're not going to work drunk.
Exactly, but you're still probably drinking too much for the doctor to be like, nope, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's really, really easy to fall back on those secondary addictions when you're mentally exhausted and just need to relax and detach from the world.
Mm-hmm.
Alanis has always been relatable and emotionally raw in her music, and Reasons I Drink is probably one of the most relatable songs she's ever written. She might be living a completely different life than me right now,
mm-hmm.
but in theory, we've grown up together in a way, and this song reminds me that we all go through the same bullshit. The only difference is that I have no money, and she pays someone to manage all of hers. But, like, even the economic differences, like, we're still going through the same bullshit.
Exactly.
I might not be going through depression because I have kids, and that happens to me every time I have a kid. I'm still going through bullshit kind of on the same level.
Yeah.
You know? Hers is bringing people into life. Mine is because somebody left my life.
Exactly. And I think the theme that we can take away from all these women's stories, no matter how problematic some of them might be, no matter how not necessarily uplifting they might be, is, and I know in general human beings all go through bullshit, but women can all relate to this one aspect of, we are put in this box and we are supposed to serve a purpose.
Exactly.
You and I get looked down upon because we don't have kids and we must be some assholes because we don't want kids. And we do say fuck a lot. A lot of people don't like that we say fuck
really
so much.
They don't like it.
No. I mean, like,
you know what?
Strangers have told us how much they don't like us saying fuck.
But guess what?
We're going to say it.
Fuck.
Yeah. There you go. But I mean, I think every woman that we're talking about and us and everyone we are talking to right now can all relate to the fact that, you know, you're looked down upon for not having kids. You're looked down upon for having kids. You're looked down upon for drinking too much. You're looked down upon for not drinking. It's like, there's no fucking happy medium. None. And I get it. Of course, men have their things too, but this isn't about you right now. This is about women.
This is about us.
Yeah. And we are making strides. And we are suffrage. We did it.
We
Some
did
high
it, guys.
School boys might not realize that we've done it, but we have done it. Women's suffrage happened. But we are still haven't had a female president.
We haven't even had a female vice president.
And I mean, we still, like, I can look at corporations and see how they are 90% white men in a lot of these things. And
there's still pay gaps. There's still gender inequality for positions of power in employment. And
I mean, Harvey Weinstein just recently got sentenced.
Don't get me started.
I'm not getting you started.
Harvey fucking Weinstein.
But the point is, like, yes, we are making strides, but it is still at a snail's pace.
Exactly.
We're in 2020. Shit should be equal.
Literally 80 years after we gained the right, or no, 100 years. Sorry, can't fucking do math. It's been 100
Math's
years
dumb.
Since we gained the right to vote.
Yeah.
And we still haven't had a female president.
But at the end of the day, all women can relate to each other on a lot of these issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we still all have these things in condom. Common.
In condom.
I fucking hate my mouth. I had this lovely thought and in my mouth
it.
Ruined
was such
it.
A nice sentiment and your mouth fucked it up. That was fantastic.
All right. So my pick for my next song. Let's just fucking keep going. Speaking of fuck, let's just keep rolling. All right.
Well, fuck.
My Garfield moment's over. Let's go. My pick.
Mondays.
Am I right? My pick is Bad Girls by M.I.A. Look, I'm aware that I have brought this song up before in our MIA episode, but it is a solid jam that goes on every bad bitches playlist I make.
Yes.
All right.
As it should.
And it should you want more history about the artist in question, you should go listen to our MIA episode from last year.
Yeah.
It's a solid one, and I learned a lot about
We both learned a lot.
We learned things. I like episodes where we both learn things.
Yeah.
Makes me feel good. And it actually brings me back to memories of the summer I was driving around in my brother's Jeep and I took the top off and I'm like, well, now I have to listen to Bad Girls while I do this because...
Is that a real story?
Yeah. So my brother always drives Jeep Wranglers and he was away, he was in Qatar for the Air Force and he had his Jeep home and that was after I got my big accident. So my car was totaled. I didn't have a car right before I moved to Brooklyn. So I drove around in his Jeep and this song had just come out and I'm like, well, I know what has to happen. And I kind of feel like a badass.
This all sounds fake, but also
it's
I can picture
fake.
It.
It is 100% real. This is genuinely happened right before I got married and moved to Brooklyn. This song exposes us closed off Americans to some Middle Eastern Indian world beat sounds.
Yeah.
In the sassiest of ways. Taking this style of music and mixing it with mid-tempo hip-hop shouldn't work, but M.I.A. makes it work, makes it flawless.
She's a witch.
She is a witch. The best witch.
A good witch.
Oh my god, she could just take over Stevie Nicks, honestly.
If they could do a song together...
Don't
even... Cream my pants.
Don't even tease it.
Don't even.
Don't even. Imagine? In its lyrics, M.I.A. explores women taking hold of their sexuality. Bad girls are the ones that do it well, and creates the image of this badass babe whose chains hit her chest when she bangs her hands on the dashboard because she's just fucking driving and not giving a shit.
M.I.A. don't give a fuck about nobody.
She don't.
And nothing.
And this image can seem very freeing to women, especially of Middle Eastern descent, who are taught to be obedient to their men and honestly still can't drive in some places. At this point, she used Saudi Arabian women and mm-hmm. they weren't allowed to drive still in 2012 when this came out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
In the music video, she took this as a chance to swap gender roles and have women drag racing in the middle of the desert while men looked on them and cheered.
Yes.
This video was both commended and criticized for taking on women's rights in Saudi Arabia. Some people said it didn't go far enough because the women were still wearing hijabs and dressed like that. And I'm like,
ugh. But we can get to that in our next pick when you're done.
Okay. Okay. We'll get to
Continue with yours.
Okay.
Are you done though?
No. I'm done.
Okay. There's a whole thing.
Sit tight. This ties fucking together fucking up. Perfectly.
Ooh, it does.
Ooh,
how do we do this?
It's like we've been doing this for over 2 years or something. Which, but like the criticism made me really angry because I'm like, it's never good enough, is it? It's never fucking good enough. Like Lily Allen goes hard out here for a bitch. And everyone's
it's not
like,
good
she's
enough.
A racist.
Yeah.
Like M.I.A. does bad girls. She's not good enough because she made those women stay covered. It's like, you don't know what like they were like on set. You don't know if those women wanted to stay covered up. You don't know. Like Lily Allen said half those dance moves. She like relied on the dancers to come up with it. Like, I just fucking can't with
it. Here's
and
the
you know
thing,
what? You know what? Nope. I'm going to say something.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll get shit for this. A lot of times, it's uppity white girls who are having these complaints.
Oh, yeah, it is. No, it is.
Throwing that out there, fellow white girls.
It's.
I get, like, we need to think about other people. Of course we do. But I'm not going to tell a person of color how to do her
shit. It's fucking SJW white women with pedestals, basically, with soapboxes. That have a voice somehow through media that are saying shit like, well, it's regressive because these women are wearing hijabs. No, it's not. A lot of Muslim women want to wear their hijabs because it's representative of who they are.
Yeah, but like you can, and it's almost dismissive of, you can still be into your religion and still want to celebrate certain aspects of it, but also be like, but women's rights and I have a right to be able to fucking drive a car.
And also, why aren't you telling any basic white bitch who's wearing a cross necklace, oh, this is regressive because she's wearing a cross necklace? You don't say that, do you?
No, you don't.
You don't fucking say
that.
Christianity
is mainstream.
So shut the fuck up until you actually know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm over it. I am so over it. And again... Can women stop attacking women? That'd be great.
But also, like, going back to my vag.
Can we talk about my vag for a minute, though?
Like, in a way, you can say that that's a woman attacking another woman. Yeah, I get it. But you have to understand who Awkwafina is as a comedian.
See, that's the thing, is most people don't want to do their homework.
Yeah, right.
And we get yelled at a lot for not doing our homework. And I'm like, fuck you.
But
we
actually
do
all
of our fucking homework. Eat a dick.
Yeah. And we're not just flying off the handle with stupid opinions that are made because of, you know, random dumb facts that we read off of some left-wing
Facebook
or media page or whatever. No, we actually do our research and form our own opinions.
Yeah.
So.
You're also allowed to have an opinion.
Off.
You are allowed to have an opinion. Yeah. And I don't think our opinions are hurtful either.
No.
Yeah.
I hope not anyway.
I mean, if they are and you have a valid argument, willing to discuss it.
Then call us out on it, sure.
But, like, Let's have a fucking civil discussion. Don't come out and be like, nah, you're vulgar and you don't research. Also, don't if that's all you're going to fucking come to us with, go fuck yourself.
But also don't tell us that we don't do our research on Warren Zevon when we do our fucking research on Warren Zevon.
Or any of them.
Or any of them.
Maybe if you're going to come for us about Talking Heads, listen to the full fucking episode before you fucking come
for us. Or Jimi Hendrix.
I am over it. You know what? Next motherfucker to call us out, I don't even give a shit anymore. I'm drunk and I'm angry.
And it's International Fucking Women's Month, so fuck off.
Fight me.
Literally fucking fight me.
So tell me what you were going to tell me.
So tell me about your next pick.
Tell me about your next pick. Seriously, though, tell me about your next pick, because apparently they tie in.
This is a really good tie-in, because I picked Hijabi by Mona Hadar.
All right, let's do it.
Let your hair look nice. How long your hair is, you need to get your life. You only see Oriental, you steady working the dental. You popping up at the lip and run your mouth like a treadmill. Not your exotic vacation. I'm bored with your fascination. I need that paper, paper, paper if you want education. All around the world, love women every shade of hand.
I need to get into this.
You really need to get into this. So her whole album is very female positive. She even has another song called Good Body. Ooh, talking about body. How everybody is a good body.
Aww.
Literally everybody is a good body.
I like that.
She is so female positive. It's amazing. Just
palpable.
So good. You probably haven't heard of Mona Hadar before.
Nope.
And truth be told, I hadn't heard of her until very recently. But now is the time to educate yourself. And believe me, Mona Hadar has some lessons to give you.
Yay, I like lessons.
Mona grew up in Flint, Michigan, her parents having immigrated from Syria in 1971.
Shit.
Being a person of color in America, Mona says she was always the little Arab girl in Michigan, but called the American when she would visit Syria. She didn't really fit in anywhere, so she turned to music as a way to connect with people. She started performing spoken word poetry at age 14 at open mic events, eventually learning how to use storytelling as a way to express herself as a proud Muslim woman and resist white supremacy.
Yeah.
Her rap career was temporarily put on hold when a friend committed suicide in 2012, after which she retreated to a spiritual commune and then got her master's degree in Christian ethics.
Whoa.
Yeah. Girls educated.
Huh. Interesting, like, choices, too, though.
Christian ethics?
Yeah.
That's what I said. And then I looked a little further, and I read an interview with her, and she explained it a little more. So she got her master's in Christian ethics to understand more, basically, Christian imperialism in the Middle East.
Oh, shit.
And kind of to understand why the Middle East is the way it is now because of Christian imperialism.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I'm not going to go around and say I understand a whole bunch of it, but I understand enough of the politics to see where she's coming from exactly. On that angle. That makes a ton of sense.
It makes more sense to understand your culture from the aggressor's point of view.
Yeah.
And to understand what they were trying to do to your culture. To understand why the Middle East is the way it is now.
Right.
And any violence that erupts from it and the motives behind any kind of religious sect or group or any group that has any kind of agenda
right.
In the Middle East, especially in Syria right now.
Right.
She met her husband at this commune, and after they left, they set up a stand in Cambridge, Massachusetts called Talk to a Muslim. Here, she offered a way for people who normally wouldn't talk to a Muslim a chance to do so and possibly change their outlook.
Nice.
News to a lot of people, but most Muslims are not terrorists. And Mona Seriously. And her husband offered a friendly, loving way to show people exactly that.
Good.
This eventually turned into Mona's music career. She released her first album called I am not going to say this right. Barbican? Barbican.
Sure.
In 2018, and filled it with socially aware tracks denouncing white supremacy and celebrating unity. Hijabi not only confirms a Muslim's right to wear her hijab, but shows that Muslim women celebrate wearing them. It's part of them, and ignorant white people need to stop asking dumb questions about it. It is an ignorant person's responsibility to educate themselves correctly about Islam, not Mona's responsibility.
Yes.
Yeah.
But seriously.
And even in the first verse, she talks about people who come up to her and say, what does your hair look like under it? Isn't it hot? Doesn't it make you sweaty? Nope. Don't you not like... It doesn't fucking matter.
You don't ask those questions. That's fucking rude.
You don't ask those questions. You just see it. Somebody's wearing it. Let them fucking wear it.
I feel really fortunate that I went to the high school I went to because I knew Muslim women.
Yeah.
I went to school with them. I was friends with them.
Mm-hmm.
And because I did that at a young age, it normalized it.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, okay, that's just what you do. That's fine.
Yeah.
Like, you're lucky if when you're younger you get exposed to it because you don't really question it and you just grow up with it and you see them as people and that's just how they celebrate their religion and that's just their culture. And you're not going to say you don't get to do that. You're just going to say, they're Muslim. That's how they do things. That's fine.
Yeah. That's just what they wear.
Also, I don't think they're going to, like, do anything bad to me. Right. So,
honestly,
maybe I'm going to chill my fucking tits for a hot second.
Honestly, when I was a kid, I went to an extremely white school in an extremely small town. It was very isolated. We were pretty close to New York City, so that was kind of a plus. But also, like, she's right. It is your responsibility to educate yourself.
Yeah.
We have the internet now. Don't go on to 4chan and shit and get that kind of misinformation. No. Be smart about it.
But it also sounds like she is open to having that discussion and helping you to be educated.
Just don't ask dumb questions.
Guys, stop being stupid.
Right.
Like, let's just respect people. God fucking damn it.
And also listen to Mona Hadar because her entire album is full of positive messages, body positive, female positive, Muslim positive, everybody positive.
Yay, everybody positive.
Everybody positive. Yeah. Like, it's a really, really good album and she's very talented.
Yeah.
And the world is a better place because she's in it.
I like it. And I am going to jump the fuck on that.
Yeah.
For sure. And I guess we come to the end of the road. It's been a journey. Appreciate you guys being here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to close it up with a pretty solid closer.
It's a
closer.
Good one. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And if you don't know it, now you're going to know it. It's Biff Naked. I love myself today. You're all puffed up in a big red truck, but you're out of luck this time. Well, that's tough, because I'm on fire, too hot to touch. You can't room full of lovers on the line. I'm gonna step right up, it's gonna shine my soul. I'm gonna be proud and laugh.
What an oldie but a goodie.
I miss Much Music.
I miss Winamp.
Really whips Llama's ass.
I listen to this song a lot on my Winamp player.
Same. I also used to watch Biff Naked videos a lot on Much Music when I had Much Music instead of MTV for a hot second.
She was like the masculine Betty Page of my dreams.
Yeah. She was Betty Page, but better. Yeah. She was Better Page.
Better Page.
My God. Coincidence?
Mm.
I don't think so. Mm-mm. I'm dubious. Some of you may have not had the pleasure of listening to the stylings of one Beth Torbert, also known as Biff Naked. Another Canadian gem. She's been around since the mid-90s and is still making music to this day.
Really? Mm-hmm. Good for her.
She's still like putting out some little ditties here and there.
Good, good, good.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear. And actually, shout out to our friends at Muses, the podcast, our sister podcast on the network. They interviewed her last year.
Oh, really?
So if you guys do like Biff Naked, please go check out Muses. They have an interview with her from last year. It's great. She seems like a wonderful, sweet, solid human being.
All of them.
Yeah, all of
them. All three of them are sweet, solid human beings.
Canadian goddesses. There we go.
Yeah.
Shout out to our Canadian goddesses. God, I wish I was Canadian. I feel like I'd be so much more likable. But Biff Naked has been a fighter for women's rights and very candid about her own struggles in life. From getting an abortion to her fight with breast cancer, there is no subject that she deems too taboo to discuss.
Hmm.
Yeah, she has been through some shit.
That Canadian universal healthcare coming through.
But come through, but Canadian come healthcare. I Love Myself Today is a jam off her fourth album, Purge, released in 2001. There really isn't much I could find about this song in particular, mm-hmm. but I also don't think you really need to dig too deep to find any kind of meaning.
No, it's a perfect end cap.
Yeah, I mean, it's all in the song, I Love Myself Today.
That's pretty much all you need to know.
It's apparent that it's about her coming up from the ashes from some bullshit situation. I mean, likely a breakup, but it still feels general enough to apply to almost any situation.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you finally got away from that person gaslighting you, an abusive relationship, that toxic, shitty friendship, or even your own self-deprecation, this song is the anthem you play when you finally feel that freedom. Like, yes. I love myself, and I respect myself,
mm-hmm.
and go fuck yourself.
I love myself, but go fuck yourself.
Exactly.
That's a good motto.
Right? It really is, though. Like, I want to make sure this is on the front. I love myself, and on the back,
go fuck yourself.
If you're not here for this, like
I'm
peaches,
not. If you're not here for this, I'm not either, so yeah. Fuck off.
Well, no, I am here for my bullshit, so you can either sit here and enjoy it with me, or you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Because, like, I got a lot to offer. And if you're not here for it, that's fine. Go do your own thing. And, yeah, just love yourself, man.
Uh-huh.
I think that's kind of the perfect way to end this.
Yeah.
Go fucking love yourself. Also listen to some Biff Naked because, like, those tunes are solid.
I'm going to say let's go listen to all of the people on our list because yeah. I think we ran the fucking gamut.
Yeah, we really did, though. We tried everything from hop.
Is that a shortened version of hip hop?
Maybe it's just hop.
It's just hop.
I just like to hop. Yes, hip hop to rock, punk. I mean, electronica, everything.
Yep.
So, yeah.
All races, all creeds.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, I mean, we got a little bit of everything in there for you. So, I mean.
And we didn't even do that on purpose. Yeah. It just happened.
That really just happened. Well, I was trying to run the gamut. You probably were, too.
I was a little bit, yeah.
And then our gamuts ran even farther than we ever expected. And thank you all so much for listening to our bullshit playlist. You can actually find it on our Spotify. We do have a Spotify, which we have not publicized in a long fucking time.
I don't even know how to sign on to it. So.
I mean, you can just on Spotify look for Rock Candy. You'll probably just find our podcast. So. But I mean, we also have an account called Rock Candy, and this is under Bad Bitches Playlist. Actually, we did have honorable mentions. I had Woman by Kesha.
I'm a motherfucking woman! I also had Gaslighter by Dixie Chicks.
Which just came out.
It's solid. So good.
It's very good. However, Ain't Nothing But a She Thing, not on Spotify. Could not find it.
It is not. It is very hard to find, and I am sorry. However, you can find it on YouTube, and it's very good.
It is. The video is great.
It's great.
Again, Sexy Cop.
Yeah.
It's there.
So you need to know. Sexy Cop.
But if you guys like these tunes, you want to hear more of them, you can go search our Spotify, and we have all of them there for you. Yeah. Except for Sexy Cop. Sorry. Tried to do it. But thank you all so much for listening. Mm-hmm. We love you. We appreciate you. Couldn't do this without you. But if you are really digging what we are putting down, go visit our website, www.rockcandypodcast.com. And over there, you can get more episodes, comment on them if you got something to say. And you could also email us if we got something wrong and you're like, hey, you got something wrong. Or if we had a question and you know how to answer it, please answer all of our questions. We have them. Yeah. And we really appreciate it when you do answer them.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can also follow our social medias there because we got the Facebook, the Twitters, and the Instagrams and post things from time to time.
We try. We suck at it, but we try.
I mean, you're going to be working from home, so you might be better at it than I am for this.
I'm not even working from home. I'm just staying home.
Oh, so you might be really good at social media for the next couple weeks.
Yeah. So please fucking entertain me.
Meanwhile, I have to
for
be
the
at work.
Love of God, entertain me.
All right, you heard it here first, guys. Blow us up. Ashley's going to be around.
There is only so much yard work I can do and beers I can drink. Honestly.
Yeah. Actually, hitting her up when she's had a couple beers might even be fun.
Oh, it will be entertaining.
It'll be entertaining. And also, please hit up our network, Pantheon yes. Podcast. They are wonderful and lovely. We really appreciate being a part of such a great group of human beings. So please support everyone from Muses with their interviews and Make It Stop, who we've guested on and they've mm-hmm. guested with us, and Rock and Roll Archaeology, a Rock and Roll Librarian. There's just a ton of stuff to
Seriously,
listen to.
Literally from Kiss to Weezer, you can find anything.
And I know we've literally. Badmouthed both of them.
We have. But they're still our friends.
Honestly,
they're
like,
lovely people.
They are the loveliest fucking human beings.
Seriously.
And I always feel really bad when I badmouth Kiss and Weezer because I'm like, oh, but they're our friends.
They get it, though. They understand.
Do. They do. They get that we're just
giving sure there's
a
plenty
elbow.
Of shit we love that they can't stand,
I know.
So it's fine.
They, you know what? Yeah. Yeah. They have more than every right to badmouth shit we like. They have carte blanche.
They really do. And also, if you feel like giving us your money in these hard times.
Oh, my God, because I'm sure you guys are rolling
I'm
in
sure
it.
Sure you're fucking rolling in it and are just desperate to give it away.
Oh my God.
You can go to our Patreon account. It's patreon.com/rockcandypodcast. And you can give us your money and we will give you stuff in return.
You want it? We'll give it to you.
It's going to be like coasters and buttons in a bonus episode every month. But that's what we're going to give to you.
So buttons.
So buttons is what we're giving to you.
You guys are going to get so many buttons. It's going to be great. It's going to be a good time. Yeah. So do all those things. Because what else are you doing right now?
Nothing. You're sitting at home because of coronavirus.
So you might as well listen to us and get some buttons. It'll be great for all of us.
It will.
It'll be
really.
A good time. And I guess we've pretty much given away next week's episode, but come by anyway. Hopefully we've tantalized you enough for it.
Mm. Ooh. Okay, bye.
Yeah, yeah. Until then, party on, Ashley.
Party on, Maggie.
Party on, you crazy kids out there. Sisters are doing it for themselves.
I started singing a different song. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I mean, we could also go urgent.
Urgent.
Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Urgent sisters.
Urgent sisters. My God, guys, coronavirus.
This is what it does.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Reisman, host of the podcast Side Jams, which is now a proud member of the Pantheon family of podcasts. I've been a freelance entertainment journalist for 25 years now, and I often end up in conversations that go off on tangents. Suddenly you're discussing someone's outside passion or hobby, something you didn't know about, and it leads into revelations about their character and about their life outside of their art. I've often had to cut those details out because a story had a strict word count or a specific focus, so here, the entire focus of the podcast is just on their side jam or side jams. For example, Alice in Chains frontman William Duvall spent some time talking to me about reading history, which led him into talking about his public school education and how it was so terrible in high school that he actually managed to get into a private school for free so his life could take a different course. In this series of podcasts, you're going to be hearing my interviews with musicians of all different backgrounds and genres, talking about everything from surfing to collecting antiques to stargazing. I hope you enjoy Side Jams. Please tune in regularly, and I'll have a lot of interesting guests in store for you.
Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Did you know Nissan EVs have traveled 8 billion miles? Just a quick trip to Pluto and back. And what did we learn along the way? Well, that an EV can take on the world, like the Nissan Leaf. It can move racing forward and take your breath away, like the all-new Nissan Ariya. We learned to make EVs that electrify. 8 billion miles driven by Leaf owners globally since 2010. Aria not yet available for purchase. Expected availability late fall. Subject to change.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football.
FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.